Psalm 133, A Song of Degrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, how the Lord longs for his people to walk in true meekness and humbleness and lowliness of mind, and endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For there is one body of Christ, and one Spirit of Christ, and one hope of our calling in Christ, even us in his presence in the day when he shall appear. And there is only one Lord that all heaven and earth and hell shall bow to, our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is only one true faith, the faith of God in Christ. And there is only one baptism that puts us into his body and gives us power to fulfill his will, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of adoption sent into our hearts, because ultimately in this new covenant, we are no longer aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, or strangers from the covenants of promise. For we have not just been made fellow citizens, we have not just been brought in as servants, but we have been adopted as children of the Most High. We have been made part of the family of God. And in this family, there is only one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. Seeing then how great this calling is, how can we allow pride and strife and divisions and envying into our midst to destroy this great unity that our Lord has called us to? Yea, not just called, but anointed us with. For all of us in Christ have received the same anointing that is to abide within us and flow through us and guide all of us into the same heart, same mind, same truth, and same judgment in him. So let us not be self-willed, disobedient children, striving for our own glory in our ways, but let us lay aside every weight, and let us all look to our great high priest, our greater Aaron, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us continue to see the anointing that was poured upon him for the cleansing of all sin and strife. Let us see the one who considered not himself, but esteemed others better than himself. The one who was filled with the glory of the Father above, flowing in grace and truth. And let us come into his anointing and the unity of his Spirit. For so we have been called, as we gather under his wings, the skirts of his garments, which are pure and white forevermore. For Christ himself was anointed from above. He prayed to the Father of glory that all of us who believe on his word may be one, just as the Father and he are one, that we also would be one in them, because the glory of the anointing that the Father poured on Christ has now flowed down his garments unto us his children. And so we are commanded to be one, united, even as the Father and the Son. In fact, he prayed as our great high priest that we might be made perfect in one. This is the dew of Mount Hermon. This is the dew that descends from above. For it is in Christ and his anointing that our Father has commanded the blessing. And the blessing of this unity in Christ is life, even life forevermore. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The unity and fellowship with one another. Because truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son. Psalm 133.